Welcome to the Keo Kid Poetry Jam. Each Keo Kid has selected a favorite poem to read. We've got poems about animals, poems about strange things, poems to make you laugh, and poems to make you think. Settle in and get ready for our poetry jam.
I'm winding through a maze by Jack Pulaski, read by Rowan. I'm winding through a maze. I've been trapped in here for days, and I wonder if I ever will get out. And I'm feeling some dismay, for I've truly lost my way, and my future seems a bit in doubt. As I journey forth and back, I'm completely losing track of direction. Where I've been and where to go, is the exit far or near? It is totally unclear, and I willfully acknowledge I don't know. As I take each step and twist, I am certain I have missed where I ought been going all along. Now I'm in a cul-de-sac, and I have to double back. Every step I take is obviously wrong. It's apparent that I'm in a pickle, in a jam, in a quandary, in a scrape, a squeeze, a spot. But at last I think I see where the exit just might be, so I think I'll soon be out. Whoops, no I'm not.
Twiggum Tweer by Jack Pulaski, read by Lucas. Shed a tear for Twiggum Tweer, who ate uncommon meals, who often peeled bananas and then only ate the peels, who emptied jars of marmalade and only ate the jars, and only ate the wrappers off of chocolate candy bars. When Twiggum cooked a chicken, he would only eat the bones and discarded scoops of ice cream, though he'd always eat the cones. And he'd boil a small potato, but he'd only eat the skin and pass up canned asparagus to gobble down the tin. He sometimes dined on apple cores and bags of peanut shells, on cottage cheese containers and cellophane from caramels. But Twiggum Tweer passed on last year, that odd and novel man, when he fried an egg one morning and then he ate the frying pan.
Read by Wes and by Joyce Sinman. Listen for me. Listen for me on a spring night, on a wet night, on a rainy night. Listen for me on a still night, for in the night I sing. That is when my heart thaws, my skin thaws, my hunger thaws. That is when the word thaws and the air begins to ring. I creep up from the cold pond, the ice pond, winter pond. I creep up from the chill pond to breathe the warming air. I cling to the green reeds, the damp reeds, the muddy reeds. I cling to the slim reeds. My brothers are everywhere. My throat swells with spring love, with rain love, with water love. My throat swells with pepper love. My song is high and sweet. Listen for me on a spring night, on a wet night, on a rainy night. Listen for me tonight, and I'll sing you to sleep.
A Sixth Grader Sees the Future by J. Patrick Lewis, read by me. In a billion years AD, our sun will shine for none in the sea. The sea will miss each passing ship. The sky will hover over a zip. Those blazing stars will start to cool, and I won't have to go to school. In a billion years from now, or maybe more, but anyhow, the earth may shrivel up and die. The universe pie in the sky, the future spinning may have spun, and I might have my homework done.
Fleet feet streak up the concrete to pull a sweet treat for the crowd. Outlet pass fast as the break is on. I am gone, the scene from the flash. I dash down the court to meet the pass. Eyes wide, arms out, a reverse jam is coming. No doubt, sky high, I fly to bring the silent crowd back alive.
Hawk Talk by Marianne Hoberman, read by Ron. The raucous octopus squawk to talk, the squawk ox squawk to talk goes, ock!
The Pelican by Shel Silverstein, read by Ben. Picking up big fish from the seas, the pelican can do with ease. But picking up a tiny ant is something that a pelican.
Daisy by Peg Archer, read by Ella. She runs through mother's petunias. She thinks the pansies are fun. Then she gets a bit lazy and lies in the daisy and quietly naps in the sun. Pickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Went for a ride in a flying shoe. Hooray, what fun. It's time we freeze it. Pickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Pickle was captain and pickle was crew. And tickle served coffee and pelican stew. As higher and higher and higher they flew. Pickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Pickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Over the sun and beyond the blue. Hold on, stay in, I hope we do, cried. Pickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Pickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Never return to the world they knew. Nobody knows what happened to dear old pickle me, pickle me, tickle me too.
My Underdog is Overweight by Jack Perletsky, read by Mikey. My underdog is overweight, he has an underbite. He tends to tunnel underground and stay there overnight. That overactive underdog is often hard to bear. He overate my overcoat and all my underwear.
Chewy by Peggy Archer, read by Rachel. Chewing on the table leg, chewing on the chair, chewing on my running shoe, chewing on the stair, chewing on my baseball bat, chewing on my phone, chewing, chewing everything except her raw high bone.
Point of View by Shel Silverstein, read by Ava Lou. Thanksgiving's dinner, sad and thankless Christmas dinner's dark and blue when you stop and try to see it from the turkey's point of view. Sunday dinner isn't sunny, Easter feasts are just bad luck when you see it from the viewpoint of a chicken or a duck. Oh, how I once loved tuna salad, pork and lobsters, lamb chops too, till I stopped and looked at dinner from the dinner's point of view.
The Pop-Up Toadstools by Jack Prutsky, read by Sam. The pop-up toadstools hop and hop, then start one way abruptly stop, and place in slots at the top of the head, fresh slices of assorted bread. A minute past two at most, then pop up perfect pairs of toast, which happily don't go to waste, for toadsters now arrive in haste. They snatch up toast with their beaks, and soar away with joyful shrieks.
now on top with empty claws on top. Pop of Toads to hop and hop.
Lament of the Headless Horseman by Jack Prelutsky, read by Harper. I wish and wish and wish and wish and wish I had a head. I'm certain if it had one, it would stand me good instead. I'd have a change of attitude, for I'd feel more complete. Plus, people might not run away when I ride down the street. Because I do not have a head, I also lack a nose. And furthermore, I'm mouthless. Both conditions cause me woes. It's odd that I can hear and see. I've neither eyes nor ears. I've never gotten used to this, although it's now been years. I think if I had a head, the same as other folks, I wouldn't be the target in interminable jokes. I'd finally have a need to put a pillow on my bed. And so I wish and wish and wish and wish and wish I had a head.
Look by Jack Prelutsky, read by Evie. Look at all the lovely llamas, llama papas, llama mamas, lively leaping little llamas. Look at all the llama paramas.
Pirate Captain Jim by Shel Severstein, read by Ruben. Walk the plank, said Pirate Jim. But Captain Jim, I cannot swim. Then you must steer us through the gale. But Captain Jim, I cannot sail. Then down the galley slaves you go. But Captain Jim, I cannot row. Then you must be the pirate's clerk. But Captain Jim, I cannot work. Then a pirate captain you must be. Thank you, Jim, says Captain Me.
This poem is by Jack Prelutsky, read by James Morrison. The ball comes to me and I kick the ball back. We're looking to score, so we're on the attack. We slip past defenders with sure-footed play till only the goalkeeper stands in our way. I pass to a teammate who shoots it looks wide. The goalkeeper lunges but looks on our side. The ball hits a goalpost and goes in the net. We're down only 10 and may win this game yet.
I wrote such a beautiful book for you about rainbows and sunshines and dreams that come true. But the goat went and ate it. You knew that he would. So I wrote you another one fast as I could. Of course, it could never be nearly as great as that beautiful book that silly goat ate. So if you don't like this new book I just wrote, blame the goat.
Chipmunk, Chipmunk, read by Lucas. Chipmunk, Chipmunk, just like that, hop into the pudding vat. Chipmunk, Chipmunk, take a bow. You're a chocolate chipmunk now.
Everything on it by Shel Silverstein, read by Logan. I asked for a hot dog with everything on it, and that was my big mistake, because it came with a pair, a bee, and a bonnet, a wristwatch, a wrench, and a rake. It came with a goldfish, a flag, and a fiddle, a frog, and a front porch swing, and a mouse and a mouse. That's the last time I asked for a hot dog with everything.
Ahem. Mumbo Jumbo, written by I don't know who, read by me.
Mumbo Jumbo, Christopher Columbo, I'm sitting on a sidewalk chewing bubble gumbo. I think I'll catch a whale, I think I'll catch a snail, I think I'll sit a while twiddling my thumbo.
Thanks for listening to the Cute Kid Poetry Jam.
Thanks for listening.